Jazz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Jazz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
To Pam?
Now,
we weren't pervy, but we took our shoe off.
We terrorized the entire Facebook world. We terrorized the whole Facebook world with our feet.
Yeah. So thanks for being a sport on that.
Anytime.
You know, you're always, you know, I could see it's not your favorite thing to do, but you always do it.
What is it, the stalling that she does every time we ask her to do it?
That's right, the running at the clock. Yeah.
But what's funny is once she's in, she just wants to continue to fucking gross people out.
Right.
Right, because she kept telling the stories, and then Joe Coy is like, okay, I'm good. And she's like, wait, wait, I got one more. It's like, I'm good. It's like, you ever smell your belly button?
He was pretty grossed out at that point.
You're like trying to push him over the edge.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Hello.
Pam's over there.
Hi.
Phil's over there.
Hello.
And there's a meat pie.
Oh, is that what that is?
It's a meat pie.
A meat pie.
Have you ever had a meat pie?
Who's meat?
Is it minced meat? Because I've had that.
Who's meat?
There's a letter that came with the meat pie.
Oh.
Great way to start the day. Good morning to you all. Chaz, AJ, Pam, Phil, and the crew at the mighty WPLR. And of course, 95.9 The Fox and 102.9 The Whale.
Of course.
Hi there. I've been listening, lifelong listener of the stations. I've enjoyed every minute of listening. And here is a fresh homemade French-Canadian meat pie and a can of delicious real maple syrup. And then the letter goes on to talk about how, you know, we make his day and he thanks us for all the things we do with the toy drive and really appreciates it. So enjoy the pie as a thank you for all you guys and girls do at the radio station. Keep on rocking and doing great work. And this goes for the whole crew. And P.S. I gave you a can of syrup because that's the way I enjoy my slice. Feel free to try it with anything. My family uses hot sauce or ketchup, but I prefer the real syrup.
Oh.
Syrup. Thank you, Mr. Meat Pie.
So putting syrup on your meat.
It's from Dan. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan. This looks legit.
Do you want some of that meat pie?
Why not? Does he say anything about microwaving it?
Yes, heat it up.
I think you should.
Okay.
I say heat it. It's handwritten, I think, on the bottom there.
Yeah, but don't put it in the metal tin, otherwise it's going to blow the place up.
Just heat and eat.
Heat and eat the meat.
And eat the meat.
I will do that.
You'll have to let us know how that goes.
We don't want to see your feet.
We're going to keep rhyming with eat and feet and meat?
Yeah. That beat?
That's kind of a cheat.
Take a seat, dude.
Yeah.
I said, dude, I fucked that.
Yeah.
Way to go, Pete.
All right, ended right there. It felt like improv class.
It did.
With me fucking everything up? Yes, it
did. No, you were the director.
No, it's Alan who screwed things up.
Don't you smell like defeat?
You rhymed feet with feet.
Yeah.
Defeat, I said.
Yeah, it's defeat.
Yeah, now you're adding syllables, though.
Yeah, really.
But it's still another word. It's a completely separate word.
Yeah, I guess I'm with her. She creatively used,
it's just a
she creatively used defeat.
Thank you, Jeff.
As a rhyme.
It's a repeat.
Yeah.
God bless you. Right on my feet.
You notice how Pam didn't say bless you?
No. Nope.
You are not blessed by me.
She said choke.
I refuse to bless you.
Everybody,
I feel like I'm safer because of that.
Back to corners. Here we go.
Hey, so we lived through the election, right? That's good.
We did, yes.
And all you fucking pussies protesting, just shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. Go back to wherever fucking cave you came from. Get to work. Get a fucking job. Cut the shit.
Right.
All right. Mm-hmm. We're all Americans. You fucking lost. This is how it works. You know what you need?
What?
You really want to feel like proud of this country and happy to be here?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Go to Iraq for a month.
There you go.
Oh, good idea.
Okay.
Spend some time over there.
And then come back. You know how the elections are over there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You bitch, they cut your fucking head off.
You protest over there, you die.
Right.
Literally.
Everybody needs to relax.
Right? Deal with it.
So, yeah.
Go on with your day.
Stop crying and asking for your safe zone.
There's a guy who wrote something about this on the Facebook page. Do you want to hear what he said?
All right, let's do it.
So Travis said, the wussification is deciding not to understand the protests. The loss for folks against Trump are greater than the gain of his supporters. All of your
I'm trying to do the math as I go along here.
The loss the folks against Trump are greater than the gain of his supporters.
Does anybody know what that means?
Yeah, he's saying that the people that are protesting have more loss than the people who won have gained.
All right, that makes no sense.
What the fuck does that mean?
And you're a fucking asshole. You know why you're a fucking asshole and you'll always be a fucking asshole? It's because you're defending these protesters' right to protest, but saying that I don't have a fucking right to say what I want to say. So go fuck yourself.
Look, in a
And you know what? This is what happened in this election. Small town America got tired of these sniveling fucking douchebags
in the city
saying, you can't say that. You can't do that.
Right.
Ah!
My feelings. Oh, my God.
And pay for my fucking school. Fuck you.
Nope.
Smells like pizza.
Okay, I'm done. I'm off my soapbox
now. He continues, all of your whining about people whining.
Meat pie!
Pretty pathetic.
With maple syrup!
Yeah, fuck you. You're pathetic.
Sounds like you really need a safe zone where no one gets upset.
Oh, you need a fucking safe zone, pal.
Who the hell takes time
I'm not out
day
protesting. I'm just
like
making
that.
Fun of the protesters. You really? Lost a fucking game, and now you're crying because you fucking
exactly.
lost.
Exactly. It's a contest.
You ever see someone lose a game where the score is really close? You went all season playing the game.
And they congratulate the other side.
Working, practicing, playing, staying in it the whole game.
Right.
You get to the playoffs. You get through the playoffs against all odds. And then you win the fucking championship. How do those teams act at the end of that?
They act graciously.
They spread champagne all over themselves.
Yep. All right. The winners spread champagne and the losers shake the hands of the winners.
Exactly.
And then they go... They brush themselves off and they get back in the fucking game.
Exactly.
Stop your fucking crying.
Yeah, all you do is press a lever. Oh, no,
so
actually, not anymore. You filled in a dark bubble and you had a bumper sticker on your car. That's about it. That's all you did to
maybe
prepare for
maybe a sign in their yard.
Maybe.
Right. Maybe.
Probably still there.
Anymore.
Right.
It's still there.
Yeah, good.
And you know, I held that back during the whole election season, and you guys know that I'm very interested in politics. And I just didn't look. I know where I live. I live in a predominantly blue state, but independents really sway the state back and forth. And I just tried to bite my tongue the whole time, respect everyone's opinion.
Yep.
And now I'm just done. Now it's over.
It's
and
over.
You got to fucking drag it on because you didn't fucking win.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
You got to be a winner and a loser. Unfortunately, this time you lost.
Yep.
Maybe next time you'll win.
All right.
Right.
There you go.
Exactly. Well said, Phil.
Phil said he just digested the whole thing.
And now
we all come together.
Yes.
As Americans and have our meat pie.
Exactly.
Really.
Our French-Canadian meat pie.
Our
life
French
is like
Canadian.
A meat
pie.
Life is like
right?
a meat
pie.
Just you heat
it's
and
not
you
American
eat.
Apple pie.
Life is like a meat pie with syrup. It's just filling.
Anything else you guys want to cover? Wait, what the fuck did you just say? Life is what?
Life is like a meat pie with syrup. It's filling.
Pam, you okay over there?
She's choking on a meat pie.
I laughed at what he said. I got saliva down my throat the wrong way. Just filling. But the pause, he paused before it, like, what am I going to say here?
That was deep, like your meat pie.
Oh, can we talk about this improv class for a second?
Sure.
Yes.
AJ, you were the creepiest person.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. I was going for that.
Yeah. Oh, well, congratulations. You get the trophy.
No problem, man. Where is
Raven it? Said he wanted to win because he doesn't know how an improv class works.
Right.
Yep.
So he thought it was like a game show.
Yep.
I love Raven, by the way.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he's good.
But AJ went there clearly to win most creepiest.
Well, you know, I had a theme going.
You made Abraham Lincoln a sexual predator.
I made him a pervert, not a sexual predator.
Oh, no. He was a sexual predator.
And I just groped Raven.
Yeah. And said, spank
when did I
the monkey.
I didn't grope Raven. I spanked the monkey. Big difference.
So
oh, no. Everything that Abe Lincoln said was creepy.
The guy hadn't been laid in 200 years. Do you want to get something going on?
He's been laying this whole time.
Come on. He's honest Abe. He's being honest with his feelings.
Julia from the improv class was trying to be like, hey, this part was good, but the rest of this was like confusing. And AJ was like, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, that's
exactly what I was going for. She was like, no.
He was so excited.
And he was just like, yeah, I worked really hard on that. Thank you.
So the improv teachers, they do their best job at like telling everyone they're doing great. It's like a physical fitness instructor.
It
they're
is.
Never going to say, that's all you can lift. They're like, oh, that's great. You did a good job.
Build on this aspect.
Exactly.
Right. More of that.
But even the teacher was like, okay, maybe a little less creepiness.
Yeah.
Can't improve on greatness. Sorry. And she said, when I left, you were great. Please come back.
She said that to all of us.
No, you were totally great.
No, she said the girl Pam was meat
that.
Pies.
You were, you know, even Keith said, like, you were the best in the class. You know, you're just, this suits you better than probably even stand-up, like right. being in these situations.
Right.
Everyone was so great. Like, I couldn't believe all the shit.
It was a kick-ass time, man. It really was. You guys were awesome.
Yeah. But, wow. Everything went right back to sex.
Well, yeah, it's been a while.
Time.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Well, we got to get you laid, man. Is there anything we could do about that?
Yeah, can you give me some lotion?
Creepy.
Thank you.
Thank you for that.
What the fuck? You ask a question. I can't fucking answer the question.
Yeah, but
it's called comedy. It's called comedy. Comedy.
Why wouldn't you talk to your wife about, like, hey, let's just have sex?
Right.
Okay. All right, so we went down to cul-de-sac.
So back to meat pies.
Yeah, cul-de-sac.
Ugh, I don't want to talk about meat pies.
That's our new, like, end of comedy code. Yeah. Cul-de-sac.
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 Very, very cul-de-sac.
Yeah, thinking. We're just going to fucking, let's just spin around.
Exactly.
There's
wrong
nothing
road.
To see here.
Wrong road, pal.
Get your lobster dinner.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, anything else?
I'm afraid to say anything now.
Yep. What will it turn
Let's
into?
Do this. Let's play a game.
Okay.
All right, everybody says a word, and then AJ tries to make it pervy.
Okay.
All right?
Okay.
You first, Pam.
It has to be one word, or could it be two?
It could be three, up to three.
Electoral college.
Erectoral college, yes.
Phil?
You made that way too easy.
Yeah, come on. Tell me a curveball.
Filing cabinet.
Like the filer cabinets.
Okay. Can you file cabinets?
Yeah, you want to file her cabinets?
I'm going to file something in the cabinet. Actually, I'm going to file her cabinets.
All right.
Wait.
That's good.
Okay.
Defile her cabinets.
Oh, defile. Oh,
even better.
Fowler.
Police car.
Police car. Police nailer in the car.
Yeah, not so good.
Calendar.
Doing them one time around. Okay, calendar.
There was no rules about that.
Calendar. Calendar. Oh, let's see here. I can see how long it's been since the last time I got laid.
That was good. Meat pie.
Oh.
I'm going to give you some special meat filling. Put maple syrup on that, baby.
All right, so for the one person who's left listening now, Mamsie, thank you. Everyone else is clicked
and
off.
She loves it.
Right.
Exactly. Because she knows it's all comedy.
So are we going to be editing this out, or are we going to leave it in?
It's up to you guys.
AJ's proud of this.
His finest work.
I'm a perv. What are you going to do?
Pervo the clown.
Can't we have that? Where's the, you know, we got to have that character, Pervo.
Pervo the clown.
Hey.
Yeah, Pervo.
All right, kid, come on. Hey.
I think you have to say it in that voice all the time on the air so people know you're clicking into Pervo.
Pervo the clown. Gotcha.
Yeah. All right, the toy drive is coming up. We're very excited about it. It's December 9th at Jordan's Furniture,
nice
Jefferson.
Segue.
I was just going to say, we're playing.
Oh, yeah. I want to just cleanse us of this as much as I can, as fast as I can.
Gotcha.
Toy drive, we help kids who need toys. These kids, you know, they don't have the greatest life.
No, they
There's
don't.
No other way to
no,
say
it's
it.
It's very important.
You know? So anything you could do to help, we'd appreciate it.
Yep.
And it's linked up at ChazandAJInTheMorning.com. Big plans for the weekend, anybody?
No.
Yeah, I'm going to try to make this thing Pam's doing.
Oh, cool.
Do we want to talk about the weekend? Because by the time some people listen to this, it's...
Well, they know what we did. Mm-hmm. So in case they get to read the papers and what happened.
Anything else we want to cover real quick?
Mm-hmm. No? Good. Yeah, a wedding. That's about it.
You're going to a wedding?
I am.
Where do you get all this money to get all these presents? What do you give as a wedding gift?
I normally 100.
It's a big investment.
It is.
A big one. I'd have to dip out of the savings, which is not good.
Yeah.
All right, so let me play.
So everyone owes me by the time I get married. Big
Oh, you're going to be rich.
I can't wait.
Yeah, they'll be divorced and bitter and no one will see a wedding.
That's true.
You'll get married just to get the money.
I exactly. do. I'm like, any.
Have
like,
a fake wedding.
I'll just marry myself.
Exactly. Right, have a fake wedding.
Sam's like, Mary I'm Roxy. 46, I'm in debt. Better get married.
Yeah.
Got to collect.
And we go to the party. There's no food. There's no booze.
No.
Yeah, it's BYOB, BYOF, BYOD for me, address.
Right. Actually, it'll be held
by the way,
fast
Chaz,
food
can we have it at your house?
Yeah.
Actually,
it'll
that's
probably
a
become
idea.
A sales event, actually.
It's fucking breadsticks and Triscuit crackers on a platter, and that's it.
And Roxy licked all of it.
Oh, my God. It's going to be like at one of the places we always do events at.
Right. Villa Bianca.
Exactly.
Hey, I'll have it at Fantasia because they got that awesome mac and cheese.
Oh, Fantasia.
She's going to get married at Jordan's Furniture in front of the fountain.
That'd be great.
Come down the zip line.
Right.
That'd be awesome.
All right. Thanks for listening to the Week in Review podcast. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Bye-bye.
Pam's over there.
Goodbye.
Phil's over there.
See ya.
Goodbye, meat pie.
Goodbye. Don't eat me without the syrup. It's tradition. Oh, my God. We have to have a toy drive wedding.
I don't think the meat pie would have a high voice.
Oh. Hey, yo.
Like a very white voice.
My name's Meat Pie.
I have a deeper voice.
You think about putting that dick in me? All you people watching American Pie, I'm not American. I'm French.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.